Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. We kind of were all over the map in that first segment, if you were listening. If you're just tuning in, we're going to dial in now. People ask me all the time, what is your favorite thing on the grill or the smoker? It's two different answers. But on the grill, I am a bone-in ribeye fanatic. If it's a good piece of meat from Sobey Meats, and it's cut about the way I like it, and Mr. Sobey knows how to do that. He can custom cut them for you, or you just walk in there in his counter, his meat counter.
Yeah, and depending, you know, if you don't live around us, whatever your town is, you already know who the good butcher is.
Right, yeah.
Hopefully
and
you have
and
one.
And it's not a big box store. Yeah, hopefully you have one. If you don't, drive to the next town and find him.
Right.
Because it's better. It's just better.
Sometimes you have to drive a ways, and my brother lives up in Kent City, and he goes to a place north of him called Bird's Market.
Yep, heard of it.
They sell ton of meat.
Yeah.
They have deals.
Not just chicken either.
They're, No, it's on one of those, what is that, Nuevo County? All those roads north and south are trees. I think it's like on the corner of Cottonwood and something.
Okay.
There's
Maine.
There's your directions.
Cottonwood and Maine.
Yeah, I can't think of the little towns. I mean, the store is like the town. That's
right.
It's there.
It's not a pretty store. I mean, it's got cardboard, you know, around and stuff like that. But, man, I tell you, that meat counter, those, you know, if you're not, you better be sharp.
Pick a number.
No kidding. I mean, the people in line for meat at the Birds are
But the deals
serious.
That you the deals are crazy
I
sometimes.
Believe it's Howard City. Is where it's at.
Well, that might be the mailing address.
Bird Farm Meats Incorporated is in Howard City, Michigan.
Out in the country.
It's
way out in the country.
It's like on a Four Corners. That's the only thing there.
Right. Yep. But anyway, so
Randy just did what my wife always does.
What's that?
She pulls her phone out to try and hey,
well,
no, you
did
know
I
what?
Get you the answer that you wanted? Absolutely.
No, that's
you'd rather
not.
Stumble on some street named Cottonwood rather than it's really on 104th Street in Howard City. But that's up to you guys. I mean, if you want to drive around the countryside looking for it, you can.
That reminds me of a Craig Morgan song.
Yeah, who's that? I don't know. But anyway. So
climb down out of a cottonwood tree.
So
yeah.
Bob, Conrad knows
I mentioned almost home.
I mentioned my favorite cut, which is a bone-in ribeye. I can tell you why, but what's your favorite cut?
Well, I just want to pull our producer in here because he's got a twinkle in his eye right now that we don't very often see, and maybe it's because he just got a paycheck or something. I don't know. But I want to know what your favorite steak is.
I always, haven't had one, but I always like to see those big tomahawk steaks.
Oh, there's okay. a hint for the listeners.
Well,
and if you don't know, our producer is the infamous Conrad, who is did country radio on the biggest station in the world for 30 years.
Yeah, but I like this show a lot. I'm just saying is when you guys said we're going to do a steak segment, I perked up a little bit because, you know, every red-blooded American man should.
Yeah. So Conrad, what you maybe know and maybe you didn't know when you said tomahawk steak, that's a bone-in ribeye.
Yeah, it is.
That's exactly what it is. It's just a different version of it. Big, thicker cut.
Special cut.
Yeah, it's a special cut. Mm. It's a big, thicker cut. And they leave probably a foot of the bone on there. The bone-in ribeye I was talking about, they cut the bone as the same length as a steak. That tomahawk's got a handle
on it. Of course, the guy getting the rib on either side gets screwed because they took all the meat off and threw it on one.
Yeah,
that's Bob right there.
But Mr. Sobey has tomahawk steaks in his meat counter every day.
Does he?
Yes, he does. And now,
how thick are they?
Well, 2 inches.
2 inches?
Yeah,
that's a minimum.
Yeah, because they're. I mean, I don't measure them, but I'm going to say it's 2 inches at least.
That's one you could
that's
do
the width of the bone.
That's
right?
One you could do the caveman method with.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You and
I'd
I
make
that.
A great caveman.
We'll
steak.
Talk about that later in the show. But so. You didn't answer the question yet.
What's my favorite?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure ribeye is one of the top 10.
Yeah.
You know, I used to love T-bones or Delmonico's because you get that little piece of tenderloin and that piece of strip. But you can't beat a ribeye, and you can you know, you said grill or smoker. You can actually do ribeyes on the smoker, and you can just buy the whole loin and smoke it real low and slow, and then slice it up and throw it on the grate to finish it off.
Yeah.
Wonderful technique at Chase Creek Smokehouse. That's what my good friend Pat taught me up there years ago, one of his little tricks, because it's when you have to do volume, and I think you have to feed a bunch of people some ribeye or prime rib or something in one of your gigs coming up. Great way to do it is just to buy the whole bone-in loin, smoke the thing, and we used to do this at Impact Church.
Get them to an internal temperature about 120.
I would literally feed like 400 guys on two smokers.
Right.
Pretty much by myself.
Right.
I had a bunch of servers, but I mean, and then had guys carving it, and there's another trick.
Yep.
Because you have to portion it out.
Let's go back just a little bit. All three of us ended up on ribeye. Why you think that is?
Fat.
Right. Exactly.
Taste.
And Conrad said taste. The taste comes from
fat.
Fat. And you want the reason that a ribeye is so flavorful is that it's marbled. And when you're standing in the meat counter, and we'll touch on this as we go through, but when you're looking at the meat counter, there should be veins of, I describe them as veins, but the fat line should be woven all through the meat. A ribeye is going to have a fat cap on it, which is a layer on the outside. That's perfect because that crisps up and those first few bites. But
so let's say you got to feed four people.
Right.
You can still buy a 4-pound chunk of prime rib.
Right.
And you can smoke it or grill it all together. And very often, the ladies like it a little more well done than the guys. Not always.
Right.
I'm wondering, how does your wife like it, Conrad?
She likes it about the same as I do, medium rare.
Medium rare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
See, a lot of women don't like medium rare or rare.
Right. They don't want the juice on their plate.
I think the blood grosses people out sometimes.
Yep.
And I've ordered them rare, and I won't name the restaurant, but it was you know, barely. Yeah.
Purple.
Barely moving.
Still purple.
Kind of moving just a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was cold. And I'm like, dude, I wanted it rare. I didn't want it cold.
Right. Yeah, well, that's the thing is people don't know how to cook this stuff. But so we're going to talk a little bit about grading meat. There's three. There's select, choice, and prime, right? In that order, most of the meat that we see is choice, the middle one.
Yep.
That's what usually comes to market.
And that's still expensive, especially right now.
Well, yeah, all beef is
all
up there.
Meat. Well, what isn't?
Pork.
Gas.
Pork still, you can, I don't know why, but maybe.
Potatoes. Pigs, everything's expensive
right,
now.
Right, the pigs grow quicker than, I mean, you can still buy pork chops for $1.99 a pound at the big box store. You're not going to get the good ones like you get at Sobeys for that. But, you know, if you got to feed a bunch of people, the you know, whatever. It's out there. But with beef, I agree with you, it's really driven by supply and demand. And this time of year, the demand starts to increase because everybody's out. You know, the weaker grilling guys are getting their grills out right now from where they put them away for the winter. So, and, you know, everybody loves to do a steak. So,
yeah. Now, let's just keep talking about it.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about grading them. Then we'll talk about how to size them and types of steak. That's a big deal. You know, we started off with what type, but there are so many other types.
Yeah, there are. So you list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're going to do everything steak today. We're just getting started. So grab a cup of coffee, put your feet up, and listen in. We'll be back.